of her eyes, the truth comes pouring out when she starts to cry. I'm blowing on an ember every time she sighs. Yeah, sometimes you know it from the
Bang, Bang, Bang off the Sea the Sea's new album, From the Light. I'm talking with Mira and Chuck Costa, Kara McGorman, and Steven Struss. The band is here from New York. Thanks for stopping by, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
From the Light is your second full-length album, and you've had an EP in between. How have you grown throughout the process of releasing this one versus your debut?
The EP was actually sort of part of our growing process. We really wanted to figure out sort of how we wanted to record in the studio. That feels almost like a complete art form in and of itself, other than like the live shows and writing. So after that, we've been sort of just building our sound. And this for this record, we decided to take like a whole year basically and make it. And so that's
the EP was actually meant to be a record. And when we started doing it, we started putting it together, we realized that the growth that we wanted to have for our next full-length record was going to take a little longer than would have been possible when we wanted to release the EP. We basically, instead of holding off another record for like 3 years, because there was a lot of growth that needed to happen.
Started as a duo.
We started as a duo with one acoustic guitar. That was how we first started. And then our first record was a little bit further along than that. We had more instruments than that, but it was still pretty stripped down. After that record, we wanted something sonically more dynamic and bigger, but we didn't know exactly what that was, and we wanted it to be honest. We didn't want to, organically.
We didn't just want to like cut and paste a band on what we were doing.
So right. Yeah, and that ended up.
You wanted it to happen, evolve, like
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we did the EP, which was a great sort of stepping stone, and then when we finished that, we learned a lot, and then we, like Mira just said, after that, we were like, you know what? Let's just take our time without a sort of a, giving ourselves a strict deadline with this one, mm-hmm. and really make something that we feel is an evolution, a step forward, and that's what we did.
And Kara and Steve were part of the EP as well?
No, we met...
Right after that.
Yeah, we met Kara right after that. We were... We had been brought in to sing background vocals for another artist named Sean Rao, who also lives in the area.
Love him, his voice.
And so wonderful. he had these two crazy shows. He was doing one with Robert Plant and one with Alabama Shakes. And so he had done sort of band formations in the past, and Kara has been on a bunch of his records.
Okay.
And so they brought us in, and we met Kara, and just really loved singing together, and wanted to continue that. And then we met Steve after that and did our first tour last year in June as the four piece, and came up here
to Northern Minnesota. Was this your first time in Northern, I know you've been to Duluth before. Had you been further west?
We've never been this far west in Minnesota. We've been to like Grand Marais and Lutzen. So we're going to play there on Monday too, and totally fell in love with the area. The folks at Mountain Stage had told us all kinds of incredible things about this place. So when we were in Duluth, we were like, we got to go a little bit further north, too, and see it.
Does it remind you of upstate New York at all?
It reminds us a lot of Norway.
My mom is from Norway, and I spent a lot of time growing up visiting there, and Mira and I have gone together once, and it's like, there are a lot of similarities. I think there's it's not coincidental that a lot of Norwegians ended up here, because it's just... You know, short of the mountains that and the fjords, you know, that Norway has, and just it smells similar. It was really noticeable yesterday when we were driving up. I was like, you know, we went from cornfields to we started out in Iowa and just everything changed. Yeah, it just reminded me of Norway. Hmm. But I think there's some similarities to upstate New York.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of trees. Mm-hmm.
Trees and lakes. Yeah.
I grew up in South Dakota, and when I first moved here, people asked me all the time if I got claustrophobic living here because of the trees, because there's no trees in South Dakota. That's pure funny. Prairie. Yeah.
I grew up in New York City, and so like asking somebody if they're claustrophobic in this part of the country is pretty hilarious. I love that.
Signs point this way, a neon flickering, a crash into the ribcage, flash of reckoning. All signs point this way, eyes will adjust, sharpen in a focus. Kiss me on the
Phototropics from the Sea the Sea off of their brand new album From the Light. The band just came through northern Minnesota and made some time to stop by the KAXC studios for a live session. This is new music. So talk about your guys' songwriting process a little bit. Is it collaborative or do you work on one alone and then present it?
All of the above.
Yeah.
We have sort of things that we do to write, but we've never tried to lock into one particular process because we feel like that's sort of what keeps some of the songs interesting. So Chuck will, on this record, it's like a third of songs that Chuck started, a third that I started, and then a third that we started together. And then,
yeah, we both were songwriting before we were together. So we kind of had our own processes that we would write individually. And so we still do that. And a lot of times we'll come to each other with a kind of finished song and then build the arrangements from there. Neither of us have ever co-written with any other people before we met. And now we do a lot of that. We'll just sit down with just like a piece of an idea and flesh it out together, which is really fun. And it's kind of a new phase in our both of our respective writing.
And sometimes we start with the lyrics, sometimes we start with the musical idea, and our sort of thing is we feel like the best songs are like a snapshot of a really good conversation, and so a lot of times we just try to like talk through an idea and then capture it.
Yeah, and I think we both believe that the arrangements are a big part of the writing process. Like the better a song, I don't know, it feels, you know, the lyrics and the melody are the sort of foundation, but the arrangement around it, starting from the vocal harmonies and sort of where that all goes to the full band stuff, is a part of, I think the more it's part of the writing process, the better. And so it's been fun. We've just sort of scratched the surface with Steve and Kara on that front. I think, you know, bringing them in to songs that are brand new and working them through. I mean, there are a few on the record like that.
So did you hear songs differently with this album, knowing that there would be Kara's vocals and the percussion?
100%.
That's such an interesting part of like the artistic like growth process I've felt is when we first started, I couldn't even hear like sometimes what needed to be there, like in the what the bass should be playing or what should be happening percussion wise. And it's really amazing, like the more you play with those instruments, how you start to hear those parts the same way that we would hear harmonies, or at least a starting point for things.
Yeah. And a song like From the Light would never have, I mean, we would never have written that song just as an acoustic duo. It just wouldn't have made any sense in the writing process.
Yeah.
And then I think we were looking for a certain type of sound kind of to fit like some of the songs we'd written, but maybe a little more of this, a little more of that. And then we kind of went into it with that idea, like, I want to play my guitar really loud on this song. And I want Steve to be able to just like, you know, swing away on the drums. And
finding new parts of our voices too has been really exciting. It just feels like there's a lot more of an arc that you can create in a show and on a record, at least for us and where we are right now.
Well, and it's amazing the three of your voices, Kara, Mira, and Chuck, how they blend together. I mean, the two of you, Mira and Kara, it's like one at some points during the last songs.
Process trying to figure out or trying to learn how to sing in unison together. That's like harder than you might think.
Right. It doesn't just naturally happen that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny how Chuck and I found that too when we have songs with unison. If you just slightly pronounce a word differently, then all of a sudden
it changes.
So,
because Kara was like perfectly in line with your voice, that it almost sounded just like an echo of enhanced vocal of yours. Yeah. It was wonderful.
It's really gratifying to hear.
Well, that's one of the reasons like we loved singing with Kara so much, is she approaches singing very similarly. It's like a very intuitive, and I think that it works really well together. We all sort of follow each other. Yeah.
It's funny you also mentioned about the conversations, because one of the things I've thought of in thinking of this interview is that your lyrics always seem to be based out of deep life conversations, like really big questions, life questions. Does being on the road spark some of those, or just kind of being together or being with friends?
I think one of the things you realize when you're traveling a lot is that everybody's going through the same things and asking really similar questions. That was sort of a mission statement, if we have one, with our music, was to always remind people that they're not alone in their struggles, not alone in their joys. And Chuck went to school for philosophy, so he was just not being afraid to ask the big questions. And it seems like that's where the most I don't know, that's where the stories are. That's like where the most interesting things in life, the things that maybe don't have answers.
Yeah, I think the things that connect us, they're present all the time, but especially today in this current time in our culture right now, it's people feel so divided. They feel so separated, you know, and it's like Mira said, when we're on the road all the time, we play all over the country, places where we don't align with people's politics or their religion necessarily, but we align as people. Yeah, we know that, like that's 100% true. And so, you know, I think a lot of this record in particular, we're trying to tap into what are the things that connect us.
What is that, like common humanity?
Yeah. And maybe what is it that gets in the way? And
judgment, are we always these extremes?
No judgment, just trying to like clear the air, you know, it's just like sort of what
connect humanities.
And that feels so important to us. I think that's sort of how it creeps into you.
A lot of your lyrics, especially on this album, read more like poetry than most. Does poetry influence your writing, and how?
Definitely. And it's really interesting that you say that, because there are definitely a few songs on here that started as poems. Sometimes it's not as easy in all of our travels to just sit down with a guitar. And so we definitely get into writing poetry a lot.
I say you especially will write like certain structures, just like, and that kind of adds some interesting rhythmic things that happen, or in repetition things that happen that are musical even before there's music put in there.
Yeah, I really like different poetic structures and forms. And, you know, sometimes it breaks you out of like even feeling like your song needs to have a chorus or something. With something like a villanelle, there's a song from our first album, or a couple, there's Guess It Was and then 10,000 Birds. And both of those made lyrical discoveries because of the way the form is. It's like, oh, this is what line is supposed to go there. And then that's such an interesting relationship with the line before.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming by. And thanks for coming through Northern Minnesota and for the in-studio session.
Thank you so much.
Over the edges with your love.
that it can't be done. Lost cause, going, going, gone. Give me a hammer, a chisel, and some time. The will to crack it open. The will to crack it open. The will to crack it open.